In today's news headlines, Attorney General William Barr is testifying for a second day in front of the House Appropriations Subcommittee. And during his testimony, he claimed without evidence that the government, under President Obama, spied on Donald Trump's presidential campaign.
I think spying on a political campaign is a big deal. It's a big deal.
So you're not suggesting, though, that spying occurred?
I don't. I guess you could. I think there's spying did occur. Yes, I think spying did occur.
That's William Barr, Attorney General, speaking before congressional lawmakers on Wednesday. A day earlier, Bloomberg broke the news that Barr has, quote, assembled a team to review controversial counterintelligence decisions made by Justice Department and FBI officials, including actions taken during the probe of the Trump campaign in the summer of 2016. During his Tuesday testimony, Barr told lawmakers, "I am reviewing the conduct of the special counsel investigation and trying to get my arms around all the aspects of the counterintelligence investigation that was conducted during the summer of 2016. The move is in line with Republican claims for the past 2 years that the investigation into Trump was driven only by partisan politics. Meanwhile, on Tuesday, a House committee hearing on white nationalism went awry after Republicans invited an extremist right-wing media personality named Candace Owens to testify. Owens was cited as the inspiration for the white supremacist mass shooter who targeted mosques and massacred 50 people in New Zealand some weeks ago. The 29-year-old attention seeker made waves last December for controversial comments about Hitler. Here is Democratic Representative Ted Lieu slamming Republicans for having invited Owens and playing a tape of her comments.
In congressional hearings, the minority party gets to select its own witnesses. And of all the people that Republicans could have selected, they picked Candace Owens. I don't know Miss Owens. I'm not going to characterize her. I'm going to let her own words do the talking. So I'm going to play for you the first 30 seconds of a statement she made about Adolf Hitler.
But if Hitler just wanted to make Germany great and have things run well, okay, fine. Problem is that he had dreams outside of Germany. He wanted to globalize. He wanted everybody to be German.
That's the voice of right-wing provocateur Candace Owens legitimizing Hitler on a tape that Ted Lieu played during Tuesday's hearing on white nationalism. The Washington Post explained that, quote, if Republicans were hoping to sabotage the Judiciary Committee's hearings, they got what they wanted. Owens's presence turned a serious inquiry. There were representatives from civil rights groups, social media, and a Muslim man whose daughters were killed in a hate crimes into a farce. Another House committee hearing taking place on Wednesday featured the testimonies of 7 CEOs of large banks. Here is an excerpt of J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon's opening statement to the House Financial Services Committee hearing.
During the 2008 financial crisis, the U.S. government took extraordinary and unprecedented actions to stabilize the system, and we all owe a debt of gratitude to the policymakers who stepped in on behalf of Americans. We are proud.
That's J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon, one of 7 bank CEOs, all white men, testifying to the House Financial Services Committee on Wednesday. On Tuesday, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin testified and had a tense exchange with the committee chair, Maxine Waters, near the end.
How long would you like me to come back for next time? I've told you I'll accommodate you.
I appreciate that, and I appreciate your reminding us of the length of time other secretaries have been here. This is a new way. And it's a new day,
okay, well,
and it's a new chair,
okay,
and
well,
I have the gavel at this point. If you wish to leave, you may.
What I've told you is I thought it was respectful that you'd let me leave at 5:15.
You are free to leave anytime you want. You may go anytime you want.
Please dismiss everybody. I believe you're supposed to take the gavel and bang it. That's
please do not instruct me as to how I'm to conduct this committee.
That's Congresswoman Maxine Waters of California putting Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin in his place on Wednesday. In other news, President Trump is signing 2 executive orders to help American energy companies avoid unnecessary red tape as they build oil and gas pipelines across the U.S. The move is intended to make it harder for government agencies to regulate the fossil fuel industry. It would also undermine existing laws such as the Clean Water Act. Meanwhile, at a House Oversight Committee hearing on Tuesday tackling climate and national security, Former Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel and former State Secretary John Kerry spoke. Mr. Kerry said that Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez had shown more leadership on the climate than Republicans. Ocasio-Cortez sits on the House Oversight Committee, and she schooled Republicans for dismissing her Green New Deal legislation.
I would encourage that we don't need cliff notes for a 14-page resolution that was designed to be read in plain English by the American people. So I would encourage my colleagues to actually read the resolution presented so that they can speak to it responsibly and respectfully. I would also like to highlight that it is not responsible to complain about anything that we dislike as quote-unquote socialism, particularly when many of our colleagues across the aisle are more than happy to support millions and potentially billions of dollars in government subsidies and carve-outs for the oil and gas and fossil fuel industry. So the fact that subsidies for fossil fuel corporations are somehow smart, but subsidies for the development of solar panels is quote-unquote socialist is just bad faith, and it's incorrect.
That's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez speaking at the House Oversight Committee hearing on climate and national security on Tuesday. The Justice Department this week indicted 24 people in a massive $1.2 billion healthcare fraud scheme targeting elderly and disabled people. The scheme involved doctors prescribing unnecessary medical braces and other equipment in exchange for bribes from owners whose companies sell such equipment. A DOJ spokesperson explained in a statement that, quote, these defendants, who range from corporate executives to medical professionals, allegedly participated in an expansive and sophisticated fraud to exploit telemedicine technology meant for patients otherwise unable to access healthcare. Senator Bernie Sanders on Wednesday introduced a new version of his Medicare for All bill, saying healthcare is a human right, not a privilege. The Democratic presidential frontrunner unveiled his plan, a centerpiece of his campaign. According to AP, Americans would no longer pay premiums or face insurance deductibles. A government-run system would replace private health insurance offered through employers, which is the mainstay of coverage for more than 160 million people. In international news, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has won re-election. The highly anticipated election became a test for the incumbent's virulently right-wing vision for maintaining Israeli domination of Palestinians, among other things. If he finishes out his fifth term, Netanyahu will be Israel's longest-serving prime minister. Netanyahu, emboldened by Trump's unconditional support, promised to annex the West Bank days ahead of the election. He also faces a serious bribery charge that apparently did not deter his right-wing base of support. And finally, Sudan's longtime president Omar al-Bashir is facing mass protests calling for his resignation. Earlier this week, security forces killed more than a dozen protesters who were among those conducting a sit-in outside military headquarters. The 75-year-old al-Bashir seized power in a 1989 coup and has so far refused to step down. Meanwhile, photos of a young Sudanese woman standing atop a car wearing a white dress, giving a rousing speech to a massive crowd, have gone viral. The unnamed woman was singing a song about revolution.